This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, the 1st of June, good to have you here, but I do wish there was a more cheerful place to start today. Unfortunately, the economy didn't oblige. 69,000 net new jobs last month, 8.2% on the unemployment rate for May, as you've surely heard by now. Downward adjustments to the jobs totals for March and April. Grim is about the only way to slice that if you're a disinterested observer. It's nothing short of brutal if you're out there looking for work. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman spent the day at a job center in his hometown of Portland, Oregon.
The job center was packed this morning, just after opening. People checking help wanted listings, signing up for training, dealing with their paperwork. Not a single one knew about today's job numbers. 29-year-old Bryony Nesbitt said she doesn't need the official reports. She's got a front row seat every day.
I think it's flat rotten.
Which isn't to say Nesbitt is finding no work. It's just all really low wage.
Cleaning jobs, there's a dishwasher position for 2 days a week that I recently looked into.
Nesbitt lost her job as a health aide a year ago. She has most of a bachelor's degree.
And I've had years and years of work experience. It's just everybody requires a degree now. What happened to when we could work our way up through a company?
Kathy Earle's a single mom with one kid still at home. She managed a medical office until she got laid off. She doesn't sense any real change in the availability of jobs.
I don't think it's improving at all. It feels overwhelming, depressing to me.
Not everyone I met at the unemployment office was so pessimistic. Joe Cowan has been looking for work for the last year and a half. He has a small event planning business, but it's not paying the bills.
I think things are absolutely getting better. People are happier. People are talking more up about things.
Then Cowan got all macroeconomic on me.
With this last crisis, I think there's a whole slew of jobs that are just gone. We will never see them again. And part of that has impacted the high unemployment rate. And I don't think the unemployment rate is going to go back down below where people think it's supposed to.
I think he could get my job as a Marketplace reporter. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.